Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Alandari, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans.
Hi, my name is Hope Hickerson, and I'm a health education specialist and reporter. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health education expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy.
For more information about Noise Filter, your public health podcast, and to watch and share our incredible informative animations, please visit us at noisefiltershow.com.
And if you like what you hear, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. So, let's get started.
Activity snacks to help with issues from sitting all day. Over half the world's occupations involve workers sitting down for most of their workday. Did you hear that? Over half the world's occupations. Goodness. Sitting for long periods of time can cause strain on the body. However, new research shows that a five-minute walk every 30 consecutive minutes of sitting can help reduce the stress on the body caused by sitting for a long time.
Sedentary or stationary lifestyles can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and hormone-related cancers. Studies have also shown that people who lead sedentary lifestyles are more likely to develop mental health disorders. Conversely, people who exercise tend to be happier. I don't know that I was happy yesterday, as my whole entire body is sore from my lifting session, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there. But using 11 volunteers, a research team tested four different what they call activity snacks in order to find out how to combat the deleterious effects of sitting, namely walking for 1 minute after 30 minutes, walking for 1 minute after 60 minutes, walking for 5 minutes after 30 minutes, and walking for 5 minutes after 60 minutes. Each of these strategies were compared to sitting without breaks. See, I thought they were talking about actual snacks. They're saying snack size. I'm like, ooh, what are the snacks?
Yeah. Activity snacks are different from Scooby snacks, okay? So, yeah. The researchers found that volunteers who walked for 5 minutes every half hour had lower blood sugar levels and blood pressure than those who sat continuously. Walking for 1 minute every hour lowered blood pressure, but not sugar. Compared to sitting all 8 hours, all walking strategies reduced blood pressure by 4 to 5 points. There was also a significant decrease in fatigue and improvement in mood for every type of activity snack, except walking 1 minute every hour.
Some helpful tips to keep moving throughout the day are, instead of sending an email, you could walk to a coworker's desk.
Unless, yes.
That is true. Unless you're working from home. You know, like, so we got to be cognizant of that, because a lot of people work from home these days. And I don't have any coworkers at home, you know?
Yes. But I support the not sending of emails.
Oh,
I already get too many emails a day.
That is very true. When you're on the phone, you could be walking. Now, I do that a lot. I do that a lot.
Yes.
And you could also make sure you keep getting up to refill your water bottle by bringing a smaller bottle to work.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Although some managers may frown on workers walking away from their desks, the study proves that walking helps, and lowering of fatigue and better mood should be enough to get any manager's endorsement. I do have a walking desk, so I'm fortunate to have a treadmill that was created for walking. So it's not a running treadmill that sits under my desk, and I do my work there, and I find this to be incredibly helpful.
I actually kind of like walking outside just for the fresh air, because sitting in the computer inside the house all day, I'm like, okay,
yeah,
well, let me just walk out. And so before it gets blazing hot here in Louisiana, I've been taking advantage of this weather by walking outside. But I have a walking desk as well, and it is incredibly helpful to get those steps up because I work from home. So that's my way of doing that if I'm not doing active exercising.
Absolutely. I think that what ultimately we are seeing here is that walking, irregular walking, is being seen as a positive thing to help break up your workday. And an associated story here that I'm going to make sure that we follow up on as well is that we are seeing now that entities that have 4-day work weeks. Have you seen this?
I have.
Studies.
Yes.
So this is a study that we'll definitely follow up on, that we are starting to see businesses shift to a 4-day work week because they are seeing that their workers are more productive with just 4-day work week. So that's something that we'll continue to follow up on as well.
And now if the U.S. could just adopt siestas as well, that'd be great.
I wonder if that will be a thing, but we'll see. Too much coffee could be harmful to people with hypertension. New research suggests that people with severely high blood pressure who drink 2 or more cups of caffeinated coffee each day have double the risk of a heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular diseases. In contrast, drinking green tea or just 1 cup of coffee did not produce the same results. Research was conducted on individuals with different levels of hypertension in order to determine if the protective effects of coffee would also apply as well as green tea in the same population. Let me just also be clear here that some of these studies, if we don't have the raw numbers, it could be that it's 1 in every 100 who drinks coffee, you know, like, and then when they, you know, they look at people who drink 2 cups of coffee and then it's like now 2 in 100 and they say, well, it's doubled.
Yeah.
Technically, statistically, it has. So let's just be clear, without some raw numbers here, it's hard to make any assertions specifically.
Mm-hmm. And healthy adults drinking 1 cup of caffeinated coffee per day may lower the death risk following a heart attack and prevent heart attacks and strokes. Wow, I drink 1 cup of coffee maybe a day. This is lovely. Yes. People who don't...
But this is following a heart attack. We don't want you to have a heart attack.
Never mind. I take that back.
Let's reel those words. Let's get those words back.
People who don't have high blood pressure or hypertension may actually benefit from drinking coffee. But in addition to raising blood pressure, too much coffee consumption has been linked to anxiety, heart palpitations, and sleep disturbances.
In the new study, participants belonging to each category blood pressure were examined in relationship to their coffee consumption rate. There was a higher rate of consumption of coffee among younger participants, current smokers, current drinkers, and meat eaters. Participants with higher total cholesterol levels and lower systolic blood pressures were also more likely to drink coffee frequently.
It was observed that participants with grade 2 to 3 hypertension who consume 2 or more cups of coffee per day have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease-related mortality. Contrary to this, no such association was observed among participants with optimal and normal blood pressures, high normal blood pressures, or grade 1 hypertension. Green tea consumption was not associated with any of these risks. The positive effects of green tea catechins on the body are sufficient to counter the negative effects of caffeine on the cardiovascular system. This results in caffeinated green tea being harmless and typically even helpful.
The members of the study suggest more research, but also support the assertion that people with severe high blood pressure should avoid drinking excessive amounts of coffee until more is known. I think based on this, we could fairly say 1 cup to get you up is not a bad idea for most everyone. But when you're fiending for the second, consider replacing it with a glass of water or a cup of green tea.
Thanks for listening to Noise Filter, your public health podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Noise Filter podcast. Follow us on social media and leave us a review letting us know your favorite part of the show.
You can find me, Hope Hickerson, at hopehickerson.com.
And you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at The Dr. Derry. That's D-R-D-E-R-Y.
To see and share our amazing animations and find out more information about us, the show, as well as links to our social media, go to noisefiltershow.com.
We are grateful to our sponsors, including Access Health Louisiana and the End the Epidemic Initiative, who are working to bring equitable health outcomes to everyone they serve. Hope, any last words?
Stay well out there, folks, and continue taking steps to keep yourself and your loved ones healthy. That includes exercise, a good diet, getting adequate sleep, and seeing your healthcare providers regularly.
And protect yourself and others by getting the COVID-19 vaccine and booster, wearing a mask, and social distancing wherever possible. Remember, health is a human right.